Como belle c'è la luna, brille strette, strette come butto, belle faste già, sotto celle de Roma.
Welcome to another episode of ItalianAmericanLife.com with Frankie D, the very first Italian-American podcast since 2013. And today I have the pleasure of speaking with Elisabetta Macani, who is an Italian language coach and a certified professional neuro-language coach who uses neuroscience and coaching to boost confidence and speed up the learning process. And I believe your motto is turn your Italian dream into reality.
Yes, it is. That's correct, Frank.
I love that motto. And, you know, Italy is a dream to so many people. And learning the Italian language is a dream to so many people. I wish more of us, especially Italian Americans, would delve into that, would try, would not, you know, I think they're intimidated a little bit. And that's crazy because just try it. And, you know, what you end up learning, what you know, if you learn five words, that's better than four. So that's the way I look at it. So, Elisabetta, thank you for joining us today. Like I said, it's a pleasure. And first and foremost, I know you're in Italy. You're from Italy. Where are you from in Italy?
Oh, first of all, thanks for having me, Frank. Thank you very much. I am in Trento, which is a city about 1 hour away from Verona. Have you ever heard of Trento, Frank?
Well, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Do you know the town, the village, Klaus?
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 No?
Okay, that's what I thought. I have my dearest friend in the world. His father's Trentino Alto Adige.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I thought the name of the town was Klaus. And I will say this, Pinzolo, you know that town?
Pinzolo, yes.
Okay,
so maybe Klaus.
From Pinzolo, what are they known for? Do you know? They are known for knife sharpeners.
Okay, so they do that. Oh, that's nice. That's nice.
My friend here in Chicago, father is from near there. I can't remember.
Okay, the town. A small village, probably.
Small village. He is a knife sharpener.
Okay.
His son is a knife sharpener. This Pinzolo has produced knife sharpeners throughout the whole world. It's amazing. It's an amazing thing. And the people in the United States, Canada sent money, and there is a monument, a statue of a knife sharpener in that town.
That's amazing. You know more than I have to say.
So that's my story with that. So you're from Trento.
Yes, exactly.
Northern part of Italy.
Beautiful city, I have to say, surrounded by mountains. It's a very nice city, small. The quality of life is very high. And it's the perfect place if you like outdoor sports like cycling, hiking, or skiing. So many people in Italy know this part of Italy. They come here in the winter and also in the summer. And I have to say, it's not so touristy as other parts of Italy. So people usually know Florence, Rome, Venice, not Trento, I have to say. But that's why maybe it's a good idea to come here, because you don't find many tourists and you can really see how real Italian life is, I would say. So why not?
I agree wholeheartedly. The older I get, I don't want to be with the tourists. I don't want to go to those places. I've already been to, you know, all those places. That's a very good idea. That's a great place to travel to and see a beautiful part of Northern Italy, and with less chaos and traffic and tourists.
Exactly. Exactly.
Absolutely. So you are a professional Italian language coach, but neuro language coach.
Exactly.
You definitely have to explain what that means, because I have no clue. What that means.
Of course. So it seems so Weird as a word. Well, it's not because it's just neuroscience and coaching. So I apply neuroscience, what we know about the brain, how the brain learns, and coaching into the learning process. So, for example, just to let you know, one of the main principles of this approach is that each brain is different. So each person learns in a different way. And we have to understand that and to keep that in mind. So if traditional teaching is, let's say, in traditional teaching, the program is a fixed program and maybe is the same one for everyone. In this case, this is a very tailor-made approach. So you have to see the person that you have in front of you. You have to understand their goals. What are the gaps in the knowledge? Because usually I work with people who have already some Italian under their belts, but maybe they are not comfortable when they have to speak. And I have to understand where the gaps are in their knowledge, how to help them. And I keep in mind also what is their preferred way of learning. Some students love grammar, others hate grammar. So we have to understand how to work with them, what is the best way, and what may work for you may not work for another student. Student, for example. So it's very important to have a path that's unique for the person. I always say that this approach is like being a artigiano italiano. Do you understand what I mean? Like an artisan. So it's unique, it's personalized, and especially important, it's laser focused on what the person wants to do with the language because it can be very different. You might be interested in Italian for work. Other people want to have deep connections with others. Others want to speak with their colleagues. So we start from that. I start and I say, what do you want to achieve? How would you like to do it? What worked in the past, because sometimes people have already studied other languages and they know what they like, they know what they don't like, and it's very important to keep that in mind.
Well, thank you. That was a very good explanation of that. Now I
Okay,
understand
is
it.
it more clear now?
Absolutely. I understand it much better.
Okay.
What inspired you to become a language coach?
Well, the story is this. When I was 15, I moved to the US. I went to New Jersey with basic knowledge of English. So I have to say, it was really challenging for me because I could not express myself. I could not speak. It was so different. By the way, I come from a small village in Trentino, and I went to a town in which in the school, there were 1,500 people. Just imagine for me, it was like another world. And for me, it was difficult. I felt like an outsider. So this happened when I was 15 years old. Then I came back to Italy and I went to Spain when I was 22 years old. That time I learned the language before going there, and it was a totally different experience. But again, I felt like a foreigner. So I felt what it was like not being able to participate in conversations, maybe not to grasp the idea when people were talking. And I said, oh, this is what I want to do. And I have to add one another thing. My sister was disabled from birth. She could not speak. So the only way to communicate with her, well, her way to communicate with me actually, was with her eyes. And in the family, the only way to understand was with her eyes. We could communicate like that. So when I was a little girl, when I went to school, then I used to came back at home and just be the teacher for my sister. So I think that the real spark for that was my sister, and then the experiences that I had both in the US and in Spain.
When you came to the US, was it like as a student, like a student visa for a program?
Exactly 11 months. And at the time, no internet. My father called just once a week, and that's it. So imagine my level of English was basic. I could not understand people. And in 3 or 4 months, I could grasp something and I learned the language, even though it's not perfect because you can hear my Italian is proficient but not perfect. But yes, it helped me a lot. So I understand when people come to Italy and they are afraid, they don't know what to do, they are scared. I feel what they are feeling. I can understand because I lived that twice. So I said, this is what I want to do. I really want people to feel that they belong in Italy.
It's very nice.
Because,
Yes, very
yes,
nice. When you
it's
came to,
important.
you said New Jersey. Just
Yes.
curious, did you meet Italian people or Italian Americans?
Yes, of course, because the family in which I lived was from Sicily. A beautiful Italian American family, and they were so nice with me. And yes,
Did they speak
so,
Italian at all?
oh, just a little bit, I would say more dialect and more the nonni, they used to do it.
Okay. Okay, so what would you say would be like the best first steps to take when attempting to learn Italian?
Oh, the best first step, I would say it is to not being afraid. Because we have to understand that the only way to learn a language is to make mistakes. You have to make mistakes. Otherwise, you will not speak with confidence. Many people say, I want to speak with confidence. And I think the biggest mistake is to think that you have to feel confident and then you speak. Well, actually, it's the opposite. You have to speak in order to feel confident. So you have to take action. You have just to try to do it. I mean, the world doesn't come apart if you say something wrong. You just have to try, and that's the only way of learning the language. Many people come to me with this problem, they are afraid of making mistakes. That's why I think working on the mindset is so crucial. And usually, when we speak about language learning, this is something that not many people mention, but the mindset that you have, it's crucial, I have to say. And the shift that you have to make. So, understand, and this, I mean, studies confirm that when you go from your native language to the target language, you go through that interlingua, it's called. So, in that language that you have in the middle, some rules are refers to the native language, some others to the target language. So, you have to go there. I mean, to go from A to B, you have to pass through that interlingua, and that's normal. So I suppose this is the most important part. And then the way of learning the language, you have to find what works for you. There is not one size fits all approach. Each person is different, each brain is different, and each person has a way. So we just have to find what is the best way for that person.
So this is more obviously one-on-one training as opposed to sitting, so let's say, in a classroom with 25 other people, because that would be.
Exactly. 25, I never work with 25. If I do team language coaching, which is very rewarding, very nice, people love it, I just work with a maximum of 4 people because I want people to speak, to use the language. An important part of neuro language coaching is that the person, the learner, has to be accountable. The person has to have ownership of the learning. So you have to participate. You have to use the language, not just learn grammar rules. Grammar is important because it gives you accuracy when you speak. So it's very important, but you have to use it. So in our sessions, they speak more than what I do. I listen a lot and I explain if I have to, of course, but really, you have to use it. Rules, grammar rules are there just to help you, so you have to use the language.
You are correct, because when I think about it, like when I speak English, I'm not thinking about the rules. I'm not thinking about the grammar. It just flows out of my mouth. It
Oh,
becomes
that's a very nice.
natural.
Exactly. And the flow is very important. I always say there are two parts. We have the thinking brain and the performing brain. Thinking brain is where you are in your prefrontal cortex. So you are analyzing the language. That's important because when you learn how this subjunctive mode, for example, works in Italian, it's important to know that. But then we have also to master the fluency. It comes from the performing brain when you just forget about rules. And that's what happens when you drink a little bit. If you, I don't know if you have ever realized that when you drink a little bit, probably your Italian is a little bit better. That's because your prefrontal cortex shuts down.
Are we talking about
So
like
that,
Prosecco
yes, for example.
or okay. No.
For example.
Yes. You know what I was
Just
thinking?
a little bit, just a little
Just a
bit.
little, right? And you know what I was thinking is like with Italian, there is okay. So avere and essere, huge verbs that are so big part of the language. Now, when it's the past, and I said like I went home, sono andato a casa. But when someone's learning a language, it's like, oh, andato a casa. And now you
That's
have to
normal.
learn when that sono andato, sono uscito, ho mangiato, ho bevuto. It has to become natural that that verb precedes the past of the other verb. I'm not saying it in the proper way, but you understand what I mean. So for someone that's learning it, it's difficult because
Yes, it is. Of
very
course, it
difficult.
is. Learning a language is never easy. I am not saying is easy. I am saying it's rewarding because it opens door to the Italian culture, to Italian connections, to deep relationships, to that's the important part of life. So at the very beginning, yes, we need rules, especially because we go fast with that. If you learn rules, you go very fast. But then we need exposure as well. So we have to bombard our brain with the language. It's so important. And sometimes learners forget that. There are people who give they think it's more important to do drill exercises, grammar, and they forget how important exposure is. And on the contrary, there are people who just want exposure and they forget accuracy. And we have accuracy thanks to the rules and this part in which we analyze the language and the thinking brain.
Tell us briefly a little bit about your coaching. So, like, if I'm a prospective student, a little bit about the coaching, a little bit about is it something that you continue on a weekly basis the whole year? Do you is it good to take a break and then start up again?
Well, that's very subjective, I have to say. First of all, when we start working together, the first step is a needs analysis session. It's important because I have to understand where you are at with the language. So we have this conversation, and based on that, we decide, we see what are the areas in which we have to maybe work. So we decide what are the mechanical goals and mastery goals. That's exactly what I was saying before. Mechanical goals is prefrontal cortex, it's thinking brain, it's grammar, it's pronunciation, it's rules. And then the mastery part is the performing part in which you use the language. It's the flow, the fluency. In what context do you want to use the language? What do you want to do exactly? Because it depends. Each person has different objectives. So we establish that. We decide how long we want to work. At the end of that period, usually we see each other once or twice a week. I say that it's enough because It's not just the time that we spend together, but also what you do when we are not together. At the end of that time, we review our goals. So, where you're at with the passato prossimo from 1 to 10, where do you feel you are at right now? Would you like to continue a little bit? Do you think it's enough for now? Do you want to go on with the other goals that we have? So, that's the process. So, sometimes people have a very specific objective and they stop. Other times they just want to continue. And I have to say, I am very blessed because my clients usually continue. So it's very rewarding because they find real value with that.
So initially it's a one-on-one, but then do they maybe advance to like that small group of three, four people, which I don't know if that's maybe they're more comfortable, maybe they might even learn better because it's not all just focused on them.
Exactly. Well, it happened many times actually. There are people who have started with one-on-one, and then I proposed them. I just said, there is the team language coaching option. Would you like to try? And I have to say, it depends on the person. For example, I remember one client of mine, he said, no, because I really want to work with you. I don't want to stay with other people. He tried and he said, you know what? I prefer if we work together. That's fine. There are other people who tried and they said, oh, that's amazing. Because there is also the dynamic between them. They get to know each other. They laugh. It's very funny, I have to say. And some of them even met in Venice. They decided to go together in Venice, and they from the hotel, they said, we want to have the session even this week. And I said, are you sure you are in Venice? Oh, no. So from the hotel, with a prosecco bottle, I have to say, ready for the after the session, and they just joined the session together, and we worked on the language. So it was beautiful. So really beautiful.
Yes, and you know, you said a point earlier, and I totally agree. The training and all that is a must, but the off time, if that person really wants to learn and achieve this goal of what whatever the goal may be, like you said, they've got to put in the work, the off hours when they're not
Of
in
course.
session with you. Otherwise,
Exactly.
it's very difficult for it to happen. And another thing with a foreign language, repetitive, repetitive, repetitive. You got to hear it. You got to hear it. You got to speak it. You know,
Exactly.
eventually even
Exactly.
think it. You know, think in it. I feel.
Exactly. Because you know, sometimes we don't realize, but our brain is picking up words. If, for example, you are cooking pasta, for example, and you just listen to the radio and they are speaking, sometimes I just say to my clients, don't pay attention. Just have it on the background because your brain is picking up words. And sometimes you just are speaking and you say something and you say, oh, but this. Is it correct? Yes, it is. You don't even know why, but your brain picked up that. And that's amazing. That's why it's important to have in the environment, it has to be Italian friendly. So you really need Italian at home as well. And environment is one of the things that people don't really talk about a lot, but it's so crucial. If you go to bed and you find your Italian book and you just have a list of podcasts in Italian that you want to listen, it just with a click, you don't have to search for them. You just have them ready. It's easier. The exposure will be much higher. So you have to work on that as well.
Yes, and we are very fortunate in today's society that if you live in South Dakota in the middle of the United States and there's not an Italian within 5,000 miles, you have an internet. So anyone
Exactly.
can hear Italian. You know, it's not like years ago where, you know, I'm not in this area. Now you can just go online and you could hear Italian. Spoken, written, everything. So it just helps with the learning process.
Yes, even though you don't understand at the very beginning, because I always say that's normal. Don't get frustrated because it's normal. But you will see that with time, it's not 2 days, 3 days, it takes time. But you will see that you will understand more and more and more, and you will get used to the sound, the way Italians pronounce the language. It's important also since there are different dialects, there are different ways of speaking. The north is different from the south, for example. So you have to be exposed to different content just for that, just to get used and you can understand.
Well, this sounds fantastic. So now, how do a potential client, someone interested, how do they find you? How do they follow you? Give us all your info, please.
Of course. So I am very active on LinkedIn. My name is Elisabetta Maccani. So I will spell my name ELISABETTA. That's Elisabetta. And my surname, Maccani, MACCANI. Then you can find me on YouTube. I am very active there as well. I have a YouTube channel. You can find it. Just you can write Elisabetta Maccani or Italiano con Eli. Eli is just the abbreviation of Elisabetta, so you can find me there. And also my site, elisabettamaccani.com. Again, ELISABETTAMACCANI.com. And by the way, on the 29th of this month, I will host a masterclass. It's called Speak Italian with Confidence, the Fluency Formula. And I will explain how the brain works and what's important if somebody wants to learn the language. So it's free, and that's it. It's my
This would
site
be
slash masterclass.
for a first timer, that someone, thinking
Yes, it will
about
be
it.
in English. So exactly, if somebody just wants to know how to learn the language, what's important, what are the main component of that, I will teach that. So if they want to participate, I will be happy.
Sounds great. And I highly advise everyone out there, if you don't know Italian, try to learn it. We get one life to live. And if you live that life without speaking those beautiful words out of your mouth, that's a shame. That's sad. So,
Yes, you're right.
yes, Elisabetta, thank you so much for the interview. And thank you for promoting and educating the world of the beautiful Italian language. You are a tremendous ambassador for that beautiful language and for our people.
Thank you. Thanks again for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.